Menachos chapter had Mishnah 4, Shlosha Zaisim. There were three olives, Shlosha Shmanim, and three kinds of oil that came from it. So when it says there were three olives, it means there were three different harvests. So they would harvest the olive crop in three stages. Hazasa Rishon, the first stage, was Magagor Barosh Hazas, from the top of the tree. The olives at the top of the tree, that was the first harvest that they used to take. Okay, very good. So, right, v'choisesh, and then what they would do was they would pound these olives, v'noisen l'soy chasal, and they would put them in a basket, and then the olive oil would drip out. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, sevivo chasal. So the machlok is whether you put it at the bottom of the basket. Rabbi Yehuda says you pack it around the side, so it would drip down the wall first, and then through the bottom of the basket. Zerishon, and this was the first oil. That was like the best oil, you know, that the first oil that came out of it. Yeah, yeah. Tan Bekorah, then after they got that oil out, they would like put a heavy beam on it. Rebu Hido Omer Avanim, he said they would put heavy stones on it. Zeshani, and this would, then they would get out the second like batch of oil from these olives. And then Chazer Vatacha, and then they would grind it up like in a millstone. Vatan, and then they would put the beam or the stone back on it. Zeshlishi, and that was the third oil batch that they got out of it. So Rishon the menorah, the first oil that they got out, that was for the menorah. The best of the best oil was for the menorah. V'sha'ah l'menachos, and the rest would be used, the oil mixed into the mincha offerings would be from the second and third ones. Hazas Hasheni, the second crop then was Megargo Barosh Agag. That was collected by like standing on the roof of the houses. So it was like the heart. So it wasn't the top of the tree. It was like the middle of the tree. You had to stand on top of the house to collect it. The Choseish, and again, they would like round it up. The Nosin the Sochasal, and they would put it in a basket. And now our mission is missing a whole lot of text. There's a massive printing error here. So we had, it says, what it's supposed to say is Rabbi Yehuda Omer Sevivo Sasal. Again, he would argue and say you put it around the sides of the basket. Zer Rishon, that was the first oil that you get out of it. Tan Bekore, and then they would press it with a beam. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ba'avanim. Now we're back in where we left off. Rabbi Yehuda says with a stone. Zer Shani, this was the second. Chazar Vatachan, then they would grind it up for Tan, and then they would press it again with a beam with a stone. Zer Shlisha, same procedure, and they would get the third amount out. And again, Harishon Lemenorah, the first amount of oil from the second crop, that went for the menorah v'sha'ah lemenachos, and the rest went for the mincha offerings. So exactly the same procedure that was applied to the first crop was applied to the second crop. And again, the first oil was used for the menorah, and the second oil was used for the mincha offerings. Hazas Hashlishi, then the third crop that they would gather, utnu v'soch habayis ad shiyilke. They would actually put that into their house. They would take them and store them in their houses until it decayed. And then they would take it up, umanagvoi barosh agag, and they would let it dry out on the roofs. So these were like these were not as good, obviously. They had to like let it decay, and then they had to take it up on top of their roofs to dry. V'choisesh, and then they could pound it up, v'noisen l'sochasal, and put it in the basket. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Sasal, on the walls of the basket. Zer Rishon, and that was the first oil from those olives. Tan Bekorah, and then they press it with a beam. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ba'avanim, with stones. Zer Shani, this was the second batch of oil. Chazav Atachan V'tan, then they would put it in a millstone, and then they would put the beam or the stones on it. Zer Shlishi, and that was the third. Harishon Lemenorah, and again, the first oil that was got out was for the menorah. V'asha'ar Lemenachos, and the rest was for the mincha offerings. Same procedure, first oil for the menorah, and the rest for the mincha offerings.